The harder you try to pull people up out of their negativity, out of their mess, the more they pull you down. And it's all subconscious. I don't think those people are maliciously trying to keep you down. They subconsciously pull you down because they keep you in this negative view of the world and of life and of business. And they're just trying to keep you where they are so they don't have to change. This unintentional programming that your environment does is freaking deadly to your dreams. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, beautiful mommy millionaires. Wow, I'm excited to be here with you today. As always, I look forward to this time to pour into you. And we're going to talk about community today and how, you know, your community is contagious. And how does that affect your money? So we'll get to that. But first, let's shout out our 5-star review of the week. And she says, always has been an inspiration. And it's from a username I can't understand. It's like, to yibby. I don't know what that is, but yay, I'm glad you left a review. Sometimes like we save it like that, you know, your username from when you first got an iTunes account. So she said, funny story. I used to work for Kayla in 2012. Okay, who is this? I've had so many people work for me. Okay, funny story. I used to work for Kayla in 2012. She had so much energy and drive. And I remember thinking to my 20-year-old self, how does she wake up every day and try so hard every single day as if she's excited to work? I didn't understand where that motivation came from. I haven't seen or talked to her in years. We both moved, but I've been listening. 9 years later, I got it. I finally understood what freedom tasted like when I started my first business. Then 10 years later, I'm growing my second business with 5 employees and working on a third e-commerce business. This podcast is motivating and eye-opening. I'm so thankful for Kayla's raw honesty and encouragement. This podcast is the trick up my sleeve and my guide when it comes to my business and my role as a mom and an entrepreneur. Kayla is a woman, empowering woman, and she was doing it way before it was cool. P.S. If you're reading this, Kayla, thank you for teaching me to dream big. Oh, well, yay. That makes me so happy. You have to message me on Instagram and tell me who that is. Okay, because that's really freaking cool. I love that. And yeah, you guys, I really have had so many people work for me that I'm like, I need to make a list now and see out of all the possibilities, who could that be? But thank you so much for listening. And it's kind of cool when people in real life listen in, right? Because the people you spend time with, hey, they make you or break you, baby. Nothing, I repeat, nothing will infect you with negativity faster than hanging around people that have personal belief systems that are crap. And what's even worse is I know there's some of you listening in right now that you hang out with those people because you're trying to save them. The harder you try to pull people up out of their negativity, out of their mess, the more they pull you down. And it's all subconscious. I don't think those people are maliciously trying to keep you down. They subconsciously pull you down because they keep you in this negative view of the world and of life and of business. And they're just trying to keep you where they are so they don't have to change. This unintentional programming that your environment does is freaking deadly to your dreams. And I'm saying this in such a serious way because I need you to understand that this will make or break your dreams. You're thinking, oh, I need strategy. I need to understand this and that about business. And yeah, you do. But if you're hanging out with people that are committed to keeping you small and making you believe less than yourself, then guess what? It will take you 10 years longer than it should take you. Or you may never get out of it because you're always trying to go back and save those people from their own problems, from the mistakes that they've made. I'm not here saying don't ever talk to your family and friends again. I'm legit not saying that, but you have to understand that you have to protect yourself and not let those people speak into your life. Yes, you could still hang out with them, go and have girls' night, but don't sit there and talk to them about your dreams and your goals and what you're doing for more than a minute. Because listen, I don't want any of that energy coming over onto my dreams. I don't want you visioning my dream with a negative worldview. Nope, it's infectious. I don't want it. I don't want a part of it. Parents teach us at such a young age to go for those secure jobs. And you know what? Like for me, I always heard my stepdad tell my brothers, you need to get a job that has union wages. That's the best thing you could do. Okay. That was what I heard all the time growing up. So guess what? I became a nurse and nurses are a part of a union and we're protected. Okay. JOB stands for just over broke. You will always stay stuck. If all you do is hang out with people that are employees, guess what? It's really hard to escape that employee mindset. I was just coaching somebody and, you know, she's a teacher and she absolutely hates her job as a teacher because of all the politics involved. She loves the students, but she hates all the other things that are involved with that career. And it's even worse when you're actually good at your job because then you're like, oh, you know, you're getting some sort of like satisfaction in your ego when you're good at this thing, even though it's barely paying your bills. You're not able to get ahead. You know, she's putting all of her kids in extra daycare because she has to be at work. Okay. So she's not really making that much profit at the end of the month to get ahead, you know, and she's hating it's soul sucking being at that job because, you know, for whatever reason, we all have reasons why we hate our jobs. And she has this story because everybody in her family is an employee. That is the safe thing to do. What if I give it up? What's going to happen? I'm like, if you give it up, you can always go get another job again. You know, if the whole entrepreneur thing doesn't work out, trust me, you'll be able to find a job again. You still have all your IP, all of your degrees. Like that's not going to go away. It's not like it's a hard market to crack back into the JOB industry. Okay. It really isn't. So there's really nothing you have to lose and so much you have to gain, but she's stuck in this situation that is sucking the life out of her because who she surrounds herself with is all employees that are telling her she's crazy if she gives it up. And I don't care who you are. You could be the Pope. If you're surrounded by 99 people in your life telling you that you need to keep your job because that is the safe thing to do and you are nuts if you let it go, and you only have one person in your life that's telling you you should quit. You should go all in on your dreams. Go all in on being an entrepreneur. And you have the other 99 people saying, hey, remember you've tried this, you've tried that before and it didn't work out. And they're reminding you of your past, not your future. I'm sorry, but those 99 opinions are going to outweigh the one that told you to do it. Unless that one is me. And that's why you're listening in today. This is just a reminder that whatever you want to go after in your life, you can do it. You are the only person holding you back. And you know how you shut out those 99 voices that are so freaking loud? Don't tell them about what you're doing. Yeah, I said it. Don't tell them about your plans. Don't talk to them about your dreams. You could be nice. You could smile. You could talk to them about their stuff. Check in on them. Hang out with them at the ball games. I don't care. But do not tell them about your plans because they will poo-poo it. They will poo-poo it. Stop giving them that power. So many people, you just freaking verbal vomit and give away your dreams. Heck no. Nobody has that power over me. Nobody has that access to me because my dreams are my destiny and nobody is going to poo-poo on my dreams. Thank you. Thank you. Be careful who you're hanging out with. I promise you, I'm not saying that all of your friends are like this that are employees. Okay. It's not what I'm saying, but you need to guard yourself, guard your heart, guard your mind. If you want to be rich and successful, if you want to be healthy, wealthy, and happy, guess what? You already know what I'm about to say. Look and see who's healthy in my life, who is working out on a consistent basis, who is committed to eating a clean lifestyle. Who are those people? And if you're like, oh crap, I don't even know if I have one person like that that I talk to on a regular basis. Well, this is your wake up call. Go and find those people. And a lot of times they're at the gym at 5 a.m. Go to the gym at 5 a.m. Go meet those people. Those are the diehards. Those are the ones that they're getting it in before they start their workday. They are committed. Go find yourself some friends over there. And then you're like, oh, I want to find some wealthy people to hang out with. Go and look. In the past 7 days, who have you had a conversation with that is extremely wealthy? Who? And if the answer is like, oh gosh, I don't know. Well, you better at least be listening into the Mommy Millionaire podcast, because I'll rub off on you, baby girl. I'm contagious. You're going to become wealthy listening to this podcast. And join the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind. It's coming out very soon. That will help you gain that community.
We're going to take a quick break from this episode because I want to invite you to my Faith, Family, and Finance workshop. It's happening June 7th or June 9th. And I'm going to be teaching you guys my proven system for really having it all. I know if you're listening in to Mommy Millionaire right now, it's because you want to have it all. You want to have an incredible marriage, an incredible family life, and a ton of financial freedom. And it's really important who you learn that from. Do they have the life that you want? I have all three, and I'm going to be teaching you exactly how I did it inside of this special workshop. Now, the seats are very limited, and I wanted to invite my podcast listeners first because you guys are my homies, my OGs. So make sure you get a spot. All you need to do is DM me the word finance on Instagram, or you could head straight to mommymillionaire.co/workshop to join today. I hope to see all of you there. I can't wait to really become free together. Love you. Let's get back to the episode.
So you've got to take inventory. Who are the wealthy people in my life? Chase and I just had to make an extremely difficult decision. And you know how I made that decision? I called my friend who's basically a gazillionaire. I gave her the scenario and I said, what would you do? Because I actually walk my talk. I only take advice from people I'm willing to trade places with in my life. And she goes, Kayla, you're thinking about this too emotional. Let's take a step back and let's think about it logically. Boom, boom, boom. And we laid it out together and we created a plan in 5 minutes with this girl because she's the wealthiest person I know that I have, you know, a phone number to call, but she actually is very wealthy. I respect her and I would trade places with her. Boom. It's nice to have somebody like that on speed dial in my phone because it shortcuts the process. She saved me millions. I'm not joking, millions of dollars in that 5 minutes. That's what that type of access in community will help you with. And then who are you hanging out with that is happy, like truly happy, that they're not faking it for the Instagram highlight reels, but you could call them and they're full of joy. That you could feel that love and that peace just radiating off of them. Who is it? Who is it? I have a few friends that are like that, that it's like, dude, they live their life out loud. They are happy even when their circumstances are sucky. Thank God. I have more than a handful of friends that like honestly are truly happy in their lives. And it's contagious because my biggest struggle is happiness. Because my go-to is like, I'm going to be unsatisfied. I'm going to find something to not like. Because I just freaking wired that way. Little Kayla inside me, man. You know, she's always looking for something wrong. And I got to hang out with people that are happy because then I'm like, oh yeah, I am happy. I have a lot of reasons to be joyous. Okay. Those are people that remind you that your life is supposed to be wealthy. Your life is supposed to be healthy and you are meant to be happy. They're people that live their life out loud instead of with excuses. Those are the people you want to hang out with. Those are the people you want to be drawn to. Stop hanging out with the people that want to spend minutes, maybe even hours, telling you how foolish your business idea is. They make fun of your dreams. I have those people in my life. They go, oh yeah, Kayla's doing another business thing. As I check my bank account and laugh at them, joking. I don't really do that. I pray for them. But you guys, those people, if I let them get to me, if those were the only people speaking into my life, I would retreat back to mediocrity. That's what I would do, because they would validate all of my doubts in my mind, all of my fears in my mind. And then I wouldn't be sitting here on this podcast with you. I talked about starting a podcast for years before I did it, because I was talking to the wrong people. I was talking to the people who said, oh, there's already too many podcasts. Those were the dream stealers. Those were the people that they were playing small, and I let them freaking infect me with their lack and scarcity mindset. Those are people who actually ended up becoming toxic in my life, because guess what? This is what defines a toxic person, okay? And I'm not saying like they're always, you know, toxic, but they could be toxic to you. And what I mean by this is when you spend time with them, it's dangerous for your hopes, for your aspirations, for your dream, because spending time with them infects you with fear or doubt or uncertainty. No, that's what's considered toxic. And that is unsafe for you. You've got to feel safe to go after your dreams. And in the beginning, when you're like, hey, I'm coming out and I'm going to come and get mine, guess what? You got to guard that stuff. Like, you cannot entertain it at all. Got to practice limited association. I have people I love and I have people I would love to help. But what I recognize is those people are not really ready to be helped right now. And spending time with them is dangerous to my own emotional well-being. And I've got to put me first. I've got to put me first. You have got to put you first. Even still today, like, okay, I've been doing this for 11 years now. There's still sometimes like I hang out with those people still for like a very short amount of time, because that victim mentality, it's rampant. And if it feels like it's coming on to you, I got to get out of the situation. I got to go. I got to take a walk. I got to leave the environment. Jim Rohn, one of my favorite mentors, says, your income will be the average earnings of your five closest friends. And this holds true for your marriage, your health, and every other area of prosperity. So go take inventory today. Go and look and see, who are the five people I'm talking about the most? You know, who am I letting speak into my life? Because I want people to add to my dreams, right? I want my friends and family to be the ones that are like adding sprinkles and a cherry on top to my dreams. They're making it even better. But when you're hanging out with people that are like chipping away at your dreams and your self-esteem, oh gosh, you're getting programmed for more doubt, more fear. Not okay. You're getting programmed for lack and limitation. No, it's time to reprogram right now. Program for abundance, for prosperity, to always look and see, hey, I am blessed and highly favored. Things are always working out for me. It's only a matter of time. You know, my saying is every day I'm getting closer and closer to my $1 million day, every day in every way. And when I have that mindset, right? When you have that mindset, guess what? You're more resourceful. When everybody else sees a freaking mountain in front of you, you see a small little speck. You're like, no big deal. I can overcome that. You don't see the world as the rest of the world sees it. You see it as a solution finder. You're always looking for another solution to get to where you want to go quicker, quicker, quicker. So I love you so much. Go get your community. If you're like, oh, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Plug into the Mommy Millionaire community. We have a free Facebook group that you can plug into and get to know some of the other listeners. There's like-minded women that are listening in right now that are saying, I want that tribe. And, you know, there's also the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind that you can plug into. It's the most affordable mastermind out there to help you get into community with people that are movers and shakers in this world. I love you guys. Thanks for listening in. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.